For those of you that don't know me, my name is Jennifer Chapman, and I'm happy to be here today to share what God has done in my life. I guess I'd like to say, first of all, today how thankful I am for my parents. I wouldn't be what I am today if it weren't for my parents and their godly example and how they've they fought their way through the Protestant world and everything to give me the convictions that I have today. So I'm just so grateful to God for that. I guess how I would start is that from a very young age, I was blessed with a very tender conscience from about just a very young age. And I always thought deeply about spiritual matters and about things like eternity. And things would really trouble me in different messages at a very young age. And I would confess disobedience to my parents and pray with them about different things. And it just seemed like God's Spirit was always dealing with me and with my heart. And so as I grew a little older, I guess I was about the age of 11, I was really coming under conviction. I realized that I was a sinner and that I needed a Savior, even though I wasn't a Christian home. Maybe I wasn't a drunk or I wasn't someone that did drugs on the street, but I was still a sinner. And that I had lied, I had been proud, had been selfish, and that I had to give my heart to God just like my parents had. And the more I thought about it, I realized that this was something that I had to do on my own. And even though your parents can teach you about God and can bring you to a knowledge of Him, I have to go to Calvary by myself. And my parents can't repent of my sins for me. And so I talked to my dad that night, and I really prayed, and the Lord just saved me. I can repent of my sins, and it was just that simple. God saved me from my sins there at the age of 11. I was young then, but it's been a gradual walk, and I guess I was very bound by fear. It's a major part of my testimony. So I was just, as a little girl, I guess, about the age of 5 or so, our family watched a video about Pilgrim's Progress, and it was the thing that changed my life. And after that, one of the characters in that video just stuck with me for some reason, and I was in total bondage to fear for years. I could hardly sleep at night. I would wake up with terrible nightmares. I would run to my parents' room crying in the middle of the night. I just could hardly go to bed without the lights on. Couldn't dare go outside at night. This one character just haunted me, and I was such a miserable person because of that. But the scripture truly had meaning that there is no fear in love, and perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. And I know that fear has torment. And so I was I can't believe today that I'm not a fearful person, that God has completely delivered me from the bondage of fear. And I just, sometimes it would look so hopeless. I thought I would never be free of this bondage. I was so tormented, but today God has given me total peace and joy. I'm just so thankful to not be a fearful person anymore, and that this demonic fear has gone from my life. And I'm just striving to walk with God today. I'm not perfect, but my desire is to be a member of the church here and to open my life to the body for admonition and for instruction concerning righteousness. I want to be a part here and to be a blessing. And I want to keep serving the Lord with all that I have and to bring Him glory. Thank you all so much.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Ephrata Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now.